Welcome to the first edition of the Teacher's Lounge, a place where practitioners can find resources and relevant research which inspires and changes their practice. Good morning. My name is Courtney Skipper. I am the host of this podcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce myself to you and give you a brief overview of the purpose and content of this podcast. This podcast is for practitioners who are looking for resources and relevant research to enhance their practice. I will use a proverb in order to foster the conversation between best practice and common sense. Please join me for my first episode of the Teacher's Lounge. Hope you enjoy. Hello, my name is Courtney Skipper, and I would like to take a few minutes to discuss the cyberbullying policy with Shelby County Schools. The cyberbullying policy at Shelby County Schools is policy number 6046. This policy was established July 27th, 2011. The policy defines what cyberbullying is and how one should report cyberbullying within a school. Cyberbullying means bullying that undertakes through the use of electronic devices. These devices include, but are not limited to, cell phones, telephones, and other wireless telecommunication devices, personal digital assistants, computers, your electronic email, any type of instant messaging, text messages, and also websites. When a person has a report of cyberbullying, they must do so within 24 hours of the incident. The student is to report it to an adult in the building, a staff member. Once the staff member has received the report, that report should go on to a building level administrator within 24 hours. The Shelby County School Board has adopted Safe School Tips. That is a program in which students, teachers, and employees can report information about illegal or inappropriate activities. And it's not limited to bullying, theft, distribution, or sale of drugs, or possession of weapons. Cyberbullying is also included in that. The website for Safe School Web Tips is www.tipsubmit.com, or you can text to 274637. And the code that one would need to use would be SCS. Any complaints of harassment, intimidation, or bullying should include the following information. You have to identify the alleged victim and the person that's accused. You must submit the location, date, time, and circumstances surrounding alleged incident, description of what happened, identity of witnesses, and other evidence that is available. This must be submitted within writing within 24 hours of the incident occurring. The student handbook elaborates on policy 6046. It also states that Dr. Angela Hargrave is the person that will be facilitating the process once the complaint has been submitted up to a building level supervisor. It also states that if you do have an anonymous tip, that the student may or may not be punished for the alleged incident. Some other things to consider when talking about cyberbullying is TCA 49-6-4503, which is in direct correlation with our SCS policy of 6046. Any further information about it would be how the investigation process would occur. The investigation process would occur after the principal has been notified, and they have 5 days to get with the person, the aforementioned person, which would be Dr. Hargrave, about the incident, and they will begin to look into the incident. If the complainant is not in agreement with the findings, an appeal can be made, and that can be made within 5 days of that decision to the superintendent. There is no retaliation against any person who reports cyberbullying or anything of that nature. And that concludes the talk about policy 6046, which encompasses cyberbullying. Thank you.